Blog Talk Radio.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, dear nigga down here, brothers and packs down, plus everybody's high, too doped up to ask why. Watching our own downfall, witness the end. It's like we don't believe in God, cause we living in sin. I asked my homie on the block, why he strapped, he laughed. Pointed his pistol at the cop car, passed the blast. It's just another murder, nobody mourns no more. My teardrops getting bigger, but can't figure what I'm crying for. Is it the miniature caskets, little babies? Victims of a straight from drug dealers gone crazy. Maybe it's just the drugs, business of how the block was. Crack came and it was strange how it rocked. Perhaps the underlying facts they hide explain genocide. It's when we ride on our own kind. What is it we all fear? Reflections in the mirror. We can't escape fate. The end is getting nearer. Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed and still breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed and still breathing. Maybe I'm missing something. But for the life of me, I can't figure this out. I read and I read and I watch and I watch. Everyone wants to tell me how the world is going to hell. Everyone wants to tell me why. The environment is threatened by corporations. The police are racist. Thugs with guns. Amazon doesn't give their workers pee breaks. The Gaza Strip is an open-air prison. Wall Street is plundering the wealth of our country, and the IMF is raping the wealth of the rest of the world. All governments of the world's countries are corrupt. There is starvation when there is food. There is greed when there is need. And you were telling me. You were telling me as if I'm directly responsible. We had a response to this type of misdirected blame when I was a kid. It's your world, I'm just living in it. I think that it is apropos at this juncture in history as well. The alternative press, indeed the entirety of citizen journalism, is as effectual as a long drink of water. It isn't getting anything done. Save to inform people that there are problems in the world, as if people didn't realize that. But they are pinpointing who is responsible, you might well add. Well, that's the first step to changing things. Not unless you also have their home addresses. Never in the history of this sad planet have so many bitched about so much and it all amounts to nothing. It isn't changing a damned thing. I've yet to hear, "Storm the castle! Lynch the bastards!" We all know who is responsible for the nightmare that is the human condition, but as Mark Twain once observed about the weather, no one does anything about it. We all know what needs to be done, and yet we play the peaceful protest game made up by the very people that stand to benefit from such innocuous solutions. And we are left with only the idiot that burned down Little Caesars. That'll show him. But things are not just that simple. There are various solutions to various problems, you say. I have always been what is known as a hammer mechanic. If you can't get it done with a hammer, use a bigger one. Of course, I could get into a lot of trouble calling for revolution here. But fuck it, I'm tired of everyone telling everyone else what is wrong. They are telling the wrong people. You tell Lloyd Blankfein about the misery he has caused in the world just before you tighten the noose around his neck. You tell Rupert Murdoch about the millions he has wronged minutes before you throw him out a 30-story window. You inform Bibi Netanyahu that he is a racist, murdering pig the instant that you toss him, unarmed, into a crowd of Palestinian prisoners. These people deserve no more justice than this. But what about the rule of law? You might well ask. Did you vote for a law that allows corporations to attain the rights of the individual? Did you vote for the Patriot Act? Did you vote to make Israel a state within Palestine? No. Well, who did all these things without your consent? I could go on forever, and have for years here, about what the roots of our problems are, and it won't change anything. A child can see how to begin to fix the inequities of this planet. But it takes a politically correct adult to avoid addressing the problems effectively. And it ain't about carrying placards or suing some company or other. It ain't about voting for yet another charming, greedy bastard. You know this. And yet you pee your knickers every time you think about doing the right thing. Putting your foot down. Getting a spine. So, yes, I am calling for the revolution to begin. Don't let them convince you that anarchy isn't what you need to order off the menu. It cannot be any worse than this antiquated hierarchy that we live in today. Again, you know this, but you are afraid. You admire V for blowing up Parliament to the tune of the 1812 overture and slashing the throats of the elite rulers. And yet, you pause at such rash solutions yourself. It makes us no different from them to sink to that level, I hear you saying. Yeah? And? What you call out in all your bitching has a logical conclusion. Revolution is a revolution. It isn't watching YouTube videos about what we should be doing in the face of annihilation of our species by a few. You string them up. I don't know how I can say that any more clearly. V isn't going to do it for you. Jesus isn't going to do it for you. Muhammad or Kim Kardashian aren't going to fight your battles. I haven't been around much of late. This is the reason. I'm sick of all the bitching from people that don't want to sacrifice anything for a better world. When you get a group together with torches and pitchforks, give me a call and stop telling me about it unless you're ready to fucking well stop it.
And we are on live. Know what day it is? It's Tuesday, people. What the are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? Found that dope clip. Shout out to my boy Scott for shooting me over that clip right there. It's motivating, to say the least. Want to really ask, you know, what are we waiting for? You know, and we do know that it takes time. You know, it takes a lot of time, actually, to, first of all, you have to wake up. But, I mean, an interesting thing that I was discussing in a conversation, you know, as we heard in the video, he said, that's the important part. And I have went on the show several times saying this to, in regards to, I mean, even back in the day with the Watts riot or any other riot, the first thing that we target is our own neighborhood. I mean, and where has that gotten us for years? What is burning down Quick Trip? What is burning down Texaco? What is, you know, vandalizing your neighbor car gotten us? So, you know, we have to be strategic about these things. But I have went on record and said plenty of times, okay, if we are sick of this police brutality, y'all, then why don't, when we're upset, we take it to the police station? Why don't we take it to the places that's really causing us problems? It's really causing us trouble. Why tear up our own? It don't get us nowhere. And, you know, it's a simple thing of organizing, but what are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? So that's definitely a question that somebody can plug in and throughout this show. Got a lot of stuff. Got a lot of stuff. Going to try to run through it. Oh, first of all, I want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, last week was an incredible show. Didn't hit him over the head with too much hard information. Although the Is Whiter Better show, it got mixed reviews. And, you know, like I said last week, a couple of sisters were, what you mean by that? You know, what you mean by, you know, the other side? But it's time to get into some more eye-opening stuff. So if you have a pen and a pad, please, you know, stay with me during this show. Because the thing that we take for granted with people that try to bring you things of what the shadow government is doing, what corrupt police are doing, what people in power from the top of the pyramid down to the bottom are doing. We don't read. We don't research. So I'm asking everybody that's listening, please stick with me this show. Please talk with, you know, talk with me, because I got a lot of information I'm going to get out. I hope I'm able to cover everything during this show. But definitely, you are going to want to have a pen and a pad during this show. Because, I mean, this stuff is mind-blowing. But shout outs to my comrades, my partners, my teammates, each and every one in their respective places in the Black Conversations. Shout out to our comrades over at Anonymous. Shout out to the lovely Dreamy Pisces, lovely as ever, and her fantastic work that she continues to do. And who's an amazing speaker. I mean, if anybody has ever heard her on this show, I mean, she is doing her thing. So we are definitely blessed to have her, you know, drop knowledge. Shout out to my boy Eddie Belafonte, who said, man, play the good and mob song free, man. I mean, and, you know, that's my homie right there. That is my brother from another. And You know, as I was telling them, as we were talking earlier, I said, you know, I'm not a person that has fans, you know, because I'm a everyday person. You know, I'm a person that just reads and try to do my thing as far as, like, bringing information to the people, you know. But we have to do the research ourselves also, because this is one thing I've learned, y'all, with studying this stuff that I've been studying. When we limit ourselves to one so-called leader, we weaken ourselves, okay? Each and every, you know, fallen comrade, from Marcus Garvey to Malcolm X to Khaled Muhammad, to even Tupac and the Outlaws. Because think about it, when Tupac was doing his thing, you know, he was dropping it on the people. But when he died, the entire movement died, the entire Outlaws, you know, where are they? So one thing they can't stop us with, y'all, and I'm hoping after, you know, some of the stuff that I plug you guys with, that we make this go viral. Stop making this cosmic crap go viral. Make this stuff go viral that I'm going to drop on you. Research it. I know we have busy lives. I know we got a lot of stuff to do, but, you know, one thing before I get into my stuff, you know, I get tired of hearing people say, you know, oh, white supremacy, man. White supremacy all day. White supremacy, white supremacy, white supremacy. All day, you know, what the white man is doing, and we have to, you know, uplift ourselves. But if we don't know who we battling, who we battling? If we can't, when we say Illuminati, what do you think of? Okay, first thing a lot of people think is Jay-Z, Rihanna. First of all, some of this stuff is that Jay-Z and Rihanna don't even come close. So we have to, first of all, arm ourselves spiritually. I don't care what denomination you are. I don't care what's your outlook on religion. You have to have a spiritual base, because the amount of demons and devils that we are dealing with. So we're always wondering why we can't get justice. I hope to shed a little light on why we're not getting justice. So, you know, we need to stop hollering white supremacy and start really understanding the demons that are behind these white supremacists. You know, finding the demons that are behind these secret societies. So, you know, I hope that I'm able to help. I hope that I'm able to connect some dots for you people. I hope I'm able to do something. So, as we get into it, I found a lot of interesting stuff. Now, some of the first things, shout out to all of them, because, you know, a lot of times I spend and I say, well, what are the rappers doing? What are these artists doing? What are these leaders? I mean, if, you know, shout out to Meek Mill. We know Meek Mill has been, you know, just neutered, you know, since he got with Nicki Minaj. We know a lot of them, you know, they're on their buffoonery, but shout out to each and every one of these entertainers and rappers and artists that are showing love to the people down in Flint, Michigan. This is what we're talking about. You know, we can run our mouth and we can talk about Will and Jada. We can talk about all this stuff, you know, over and over. But to actually see people coming together and say we are donating, this is where we should be as a people, donating. And I'm going to be taking up donations soon, so please inbox me. You guys have seen my work with Operation Warm the People. You have seen my work with the Toy Drive. You have seen my work with Feed the Homeless. So you know where your money's going when you're donating to me. So I'm going to be taking up supplies, because we need to help these people in Flint, because at some day that could be us, y'all. And then we're standing around. See, we take these luxuries. We take something as simple as running water for granted. Come on, we got to wake up. $5 or $10, buy 5 gallons of water, and hit me in my inbox and say, what can we do? Since we're so pro-black, since we want to holler coon about everything, that I have five. You don't have to put water in my hand, but if you're in the ATL area, say, I mean, you have to put money in my hand, but you're in the ATL area, say, I got some water. You know, I got this. I got care packages. What do we need to do with it? Let's pull together as people, because these people in Flint need us, y'all. We understand this corrupt government is not coming to the rescue. So, moving along, the BS that I found in this story. Now, it is apparent that the government, the city's government, is charging the people for this contaminated, poisonous water. And threatening. Check this out. Now, this tells you about these devils. Now, these are all colors. They're threatening to foreclose on their home, take their children away if they refuse to pay, because Michigan law states parents that it's neglectful if the parents don't have running water in their home. And it, now, this is the part that's really crazy. And if they do pay, they are subject to child endangerment. I mean, and now the residents have filed two class action lawsuits against the people for every bill going back since 2014. And the former mayor, Kwame Kilpatrick, said they've been knowing about this. So, and also, you know, estimates say it's going to take up to $60 million in 15 years. Now, we hope that that's a little far-fetched, but we hope it don't take that long to get or to restore for these people. So they need help. I mean, come on. Threatening to take their home away, take their kids away because they won't pay for contaminated water. And this is the stuff that the government does, but we talk about it and we say, oh, well, what can we do? Let's do something. Let's rally together and find out what we can do. Also, another interesting portion that I found out, in the Genesee County, there are the Genesee County Volunteer Militia. They rallied with the people. Now, we know we saw a militia back in, what was that? Oregon. But this particular militia gathered around the people and said, this is the, you know, they gathered around City Hall and said, you stepped on the people in Michigan long enough. And we are here to defend this county, said a guy named Matthew Kroll, K-R-O-L. He's the executive officer of this militia. Now, check this out. Now, these white laws, if anybody have heard my show before in the past when I talked about white laws and black laws, they stood in full gear. Now, this is on City Hall. They stood in full gear with guns on their hip and said, hey, if we need to get physical and if we need to use armed action, we will. They also went on to say it's not about racism. It's about helping these people and doing these people right. So this is one of the things that I want to spend some time on. You know, definitely in the revolutionary community, we said, well, you know, these devils, you know, we need to do our thing, you know, come together and, you know, be by one. You know, we don't need white people, but we need all the help we can get. We need everybody that hates corruption. So shout out to the militia for even coming down to donate water and stand ground, because we can't do that stuff, y'all. We can't stand around with guns without being shot down. So definitely that was a great upside of the story, saying that they donated over 500 million gallons of bottles of water. So that's not the militia, but, you know, but that's also moving along. What else I want to talk about? What you want to talk about, National Folks? Also, if we don't know, we're going to mention this name a couple of times throughout the show. Brother named Ted Gunderson. Now, he's deceased. Now, if you ever heard me play a clip from Ted Gunderson, he was the one that exposed chemtrails. Former FBI agent that served 27 and a half years for the FBI. Now the thing about
So when you come here, you drop your phone.
Okay, now Ted Gunderson, he spoke about child trafficking. Now we're gonna get into this. Couple of things I gotta cover. Bohemian Grove. We don't understand this. This is a elite secret society that's held in Northern California. All your elites from Richard Nixon, Bill Clinton. You know, it's a who's who. But that's one of them. The Cremation of Care. Gotta write this down, people. That's Bohemian Grove. Because we got to know, okay, and it's not, you know, and the way that they block you, they say conspiracy theory. So we got to understand, Bohemian Grove. We got to understand the Cremation of Care. We got to understand a couple of names I'm going to mention. But those are some of the keys. Also, you may want to check out where is. Okay. You also may want to check out a, okay, get into Ted Gunderson, then I'm going to shoot you more stuff. Now, the first thing that stuck out to this, you may want, now this is a great video of him telling. And this is a YouTube video, and it's entitled, International Child Trafficking, Prostitution, Satanism, and the CIA. Now, this is Ted Gunderson, G-U-N-D-E-R-S-O-N. And he spoke on a lot of things. Now, the first thing we know is cover-up. And if we aren't familiar, now, I'm going to drop a lot on you, so I hope you got a pen and a paper, y'all, because one thing we got to know. I'm going to drop. Also, we have to know about this kid named Jason Smith, who was in Louisiana. And this is kind of reminiscent to, if anybody was with me back in the days when I was covering the Kendrick Johnson, the young brother out of Lowndes County, as his family continues to fight. And he was found rolled up in a gym mat in his high school, and he was just flat out beaten to death. And the sad part about it was his organs were missing. So now here's the funny thing about this, you know, with this organ trading. According to the World Health Organization, that's the WHO. No, the World Health Organization. I wasn't asking who. But they said that there's an organ sold at least every hour. Now, this is a pimping game. We talking about pimping. This is a pimping where they said, you know, your top organ at least goes for $125,000. And they are sold to the Middle Easterners and Asia. Now check out the hustle about this. If it's in a poor man's body, if your organs are in your body and you are poor, it's only worth $3,200. But strangely, the human body is worth, to these people in the black market, is worth over $600,000, dead or alive, organ-wise. And it's estimated, now check these numbers out. Your eyeballs are $1,525. Your scalp runs for $607. Skull with teeth, it's going to run you about $1,200. Your shoulders, $500. Your heart is $1,119. Now, if we know anything about David Rockefeller, he's had several heart surgeries. This person is 99 years old, and he keep living. You know, so we need to start asking questions. But a heart goes for $119,000. Your liver goes for $157,000. Your hand, along with your forearm, is $385. A pint of blood is around $337. Your spleen hits you at about $508. Your small intestine is $2,519. And your kidneys goes as high as $2,662,000. Your gallbladder is $1,219. Now, you do the math. Now, also, we're going to get into the ninth circle. Like I said, we're going to try to cover a lot of stuff. But back to this Ted Gunderson. Now, the first thing that stuck out to me about this video and about when I was listening to it, he starts off, he says, you know, I've been working for the CIA for 27 and a half years. And he retired in 1979. And he was asked to investigate this case of Dr. Jeffrey R. McDonald, MacDonald. Now, this is a Green Beret doctor accused of killing his wife and two children. Now, he said, I'm going to take this case. When he spoke to the doctor, he said, I'm going to take this case under the assumption that you are innocent. But if I found out that you had any involvement and you did this, I'm going to quit working the case. Now, he went on to say that he discovered that evidence was lost and destroyed. Example, the skin under the doctor's wife's nails had been removed, after the body was collected by the army, and the last person that was to have it was a William F. Ivory, and that was the chief investigator of the army. Now, we know a lot of shady stuff goes on in the army because, I mean, now we gotta cover a lot of stuff that we think about. If we remember a young sister named Lavinia Johnson that was raped, her genitals were burned. I mean, a lot of stuff happened to this sister. It's very gruesome. So it was a lot of covering up. So just like the Kendrick Johnson case, just like the brother, just like the young kid from Louisiana named Jason Smith, his father's name Bruce Smith. You know, there's a lot of covering up. This kid, Jason Smith, was killed by the Klan. He was raped and he was thrown into the water. And his father Bruce stood and said, "Hey, that's not true. My son was scared of water." And he knew not to go deep into the woods of Louisiana. We got panthers, we got snakes. He was too afraid of that stuff. Just like with the Kevin Johnson case. Just like with this, it's always a lot of covering up. See, we wondering why we ain't getting justice for Sandra Bland. Why we ain't getting justice for Eric Garner? Because they're investigating themselves. But as we get into, you know, go deep into this now, when Gunderson spoke about child trafficking, he said that there was indeed a link. Also said, he said a book that we can do, and that's one thing we have to do is read books. And if any of you guys can buy these books and study, and call in and we can dialogue and drop knowledge, that would be amazing. That would be amazing. Behold a Pale Horse is a great book. So we have to really understand what's in this book. As I like to say, don't let Facebook be the only book that you read. But he said a book that would drop a lot of knowledge on you about this child trafficking was called Pawns in a Game, P-A-W-N-S, in a Game. So definitely, I'm going to check that book out. But that's an interesting read. Check that. I mean, that's an interesting video. Also, I am far from done with knowledge. I just want to kind of set the table. You pretty much know how I do. Set the table of knowledge. Where are we? Also, we're going to check this out because I still got to get to your call. But I'm going to take the time as much as I can. In an article, now this is in the Washington Times. Now, if any of you are near your computer, if anybody is near their computer, I would like for you to type in Washington Times, June 29th, 1989, and see what pops up. Washington Times, June 29th, 1989, and this is an article written by Paul Rodriguez and George Archibald. Now, the title gets you alone. The title says, "Homosexual Prostitution Inquiry Ensnares VIP Reagan, Bush, Cowboy, Took Midnight Tour of White House." And the article also, it points people like a guy named Charles K. Dutchner. Now, this was the former president personal assistant under Ronald Reagan. He also worked on the staff with Dan Quayle. And it talks about in this article about also the Franklin cover-up. Now, that is one of the Franklin cover-up. It is a brother named Lawrence Larry King. And this is surrounding a topic called Boys Town. And the things that they did to these kids, the things that, I mean, it's even kind of hard to talk about, but we understand things like this go on. You know, child pedophilia, child sex trafficking, you know. And that's why I said we have to wrap our minds around the level of demonicness. Also, you got to check out a guy named Jimmy Salvi. Now, Jimmy Salvi, he's close friends with Prince Charles. Now the Queen of England, Queen Elizabeth, she sits in the middle of this. In fact, her and Prince Philip, and this is crazy because it's like you're thinking the elite people, and we never really hear too much about them. I mean, and the cover. I mean, it's just when you understand the cover up, and all of this stems from just checking out things like Bohemian Grove. And Bohemian Grove has a lot of sex rituals, child sacrifices. It's in Northern California. So when we're wondering why we can't get no justice, like I said, we have to realize that we are really dealing with demons. And if you can understand this cat named Jimmy Salvi, who was a known pedophile, who would take kids from children home and auction them off. So my thing is, we think the president didn't know at that time. We think Bush didn't know. You think Ronald Reagan didn't know. I mean, what's really going on? Which brings me to the topic of the show. What's really going on? Also, a name that, like I said, I hope you really have, and I'm not going too fast. If I am, when I click on, tell me to slow down. But we have to know names like Edward Heath, H-E-A-T-H. Now, this was a former British Prime Minister of the UK, and also a conservative Prime Minister for Margaret Thatcher. Now, he had a thing for little boys, too. And this is the sick part. This is the part that really pisses you off when you get to uncovering this stuff. Because we have to wake up. You can't be afraid of information. You have to wake up to what's really happening. Now, a lot of this stuff is old. I mean, and when you research Jimmy Salvi, S-A-V-I-L-I-L-E, and he was a former BBC TV host and a radio personality for years. So when you bring up his name, and when you type his name in, they are still fighting his stuff today. You see a brother that's in his 60s and 70s saying that he was a victim. So this stuff has been going on for years, and my thing is, I want to ask you, do we think it has stopped? What happens with these missing children? What happens with missing people? So we have to understand, like I said, names like Edward Heath. And Jimmy Salvi would be the one that would provide the children for him. So my thing is, we have to really understand the level of Satanism. Now, this is an uncomfortable topic, but we can't always laugh and have jokes. We can't always laugh and have fun. But this is a very uncomfortable topic. These are the subjects that we need to be looking at. These are the things that we need to talk about and make go viral. These are the things that we need to discuss and open up the eyes to the rest of the people. Don't be afraid of this stuff. Open your eyes. I mean, a lot of, and I'm about to get to your calls because I see you and I don't want to have you waiting on too long, but I just want to set the scene of what we are talking about. Because we understand, like I said, this generation of revolutionaries, we got our work cut out. Because not only do we deal with Klan members, not only do we just deal with racism, but when you get to the top of this, to this beast, or when you get to the real octopus in itself, you have some real satanic stuff going on. So if you understand Bohemian Grove, when they come and they pray to this gigantic owl called the Moloch, and if we look in the Bible in chapters like Leviticus, it speaks of an owl or called a Moloch. and they would sacrifice children to them. So this stuff has been going on for years. Nothing under the sun is new, y'all. My thing is, how can, like that clip I played in the beginning, what can we do? One thing we can do is spread the knowledge. Open our minds to a deeper level. It's deeper than ancient Kemet. It's deeper than they stole our land. These people are soulless. From the Queen of England down to Jared and Subway. But they demonize Bill Cosby and get you guys to focus on him. I'm going to open up the lines, and I hope I haven't scared the hell out of you, but we have to talk about real issues. Like I said, this is not a play-play show. This is not just always. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to lighten it up, but we have to know. One more thing. When I looked at a friend of mine tagged me in a video of David Banner. I got a ton of respect for David Banner. But David Banner in this video says Satan don't exist. Now, I got to disagree with you and tell you you are wrong. Because it's always, as the Dreaming Pisces would tell you, duality. So you can't have that yin without that yang. I don't care. And see, that's why I'm afraid for my conscious brothers and sisters. Because we get so, you know, we talk all this stuff where, you know, we found out about Constantine and the Council of Nicaea and the Nicene Creed, so we don't need God. Oh, you need God and more. So don't get so caught up in your knowledge that you drop your spiritual covering, because these demons out here. So I'm gonna open up and see what you got to say. Carla, you are on the line.
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's happening, my guy?
Oh man, you don't wit. Hey, next time you start a show on, you need to bring the Alcat with what that song called. You wanna go deep, I take you deep. You know what I'm saying? You going real deep with this one. Man.
Top film editing.
Yeah, man, that's you know, I researched the Night Circle and whatever, and that was like a shocking discovery, knowing that how all these government officials are partaking in child pornography or child trafficking or whatever like that. And so that stuff still exists today, you know. And then like when you go and look at like, have you seen me, you know, like missing children or whatever like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where are they? You know what I mean? They're going to sell them overseas or whatever. If anybody familiar with the movie Takers, how they was auctioning young girls off to the highest bid. The song was going like about 100-some thousand or whatnot. And, yeah, you know, it's amazing to know that stuff does exist. And for anybody who has children, they actually really need to pay attention to this show. You know? But, Man, how do you feel about, you know, out of all this stuff you don't cover, out of all the research that you don't see, you know what I mean, pertaining to the time you just started with the show to all the way to now? How do you feel about it?
I mean, from the time that I started, you mean when I first started the show, period, or this particular show?
This particular show right here.
This particular show right here. I was prepared for it. But my thing is, I want to draw the people in. I want to get the people talking. Because I said, you know, this thing goes deep. Matter of fact, while I got you on, you know, I know I'm going to share it with you. So, also, this is something I want to drop on the people, too. Now, as I just told you about the Queen Elizabeth, about her little old wrinkly, prude up self, she was being linked to abducting kids. Now, you also got to do your research, and please have a pen, people. Have a pen and a piece of paper. You also got to research this guy named William Combs, C-O-M-B-E-S, who said in October of 1964, now I told you about the Queen and Prince Philip. He said they sold, according to him, he said they sold, and this guy's very credible because, you know, they're going to say, well, how do you know? You know, and that's also something, too. You know, you can't spread false, but if you dig deep enough, you find this stuff to be true if you on your research the right way. But anyway, his brother William Combs, he goes on to say, in October of 64, the Queen, along with Prince Philip, showed up at the Kamloops, Kamloops Residential School. And he also said, at the time, they took all the kids down riverfront for a picnic. And he said, the Queen, along with Prince Philip, showed 10 kids, 7 boys and 3 girls.
Girls.
And
yeah.
they walked off with the king, with Prince and the Queen, and never returned. Before I give it back to you, fast forward to an article, March 7th, 2014. Do your research. It's right here. March 7th, 2014. And this article, the first few lines read, Queen Elizabeth and UK Prime Minister David Cameron, he's in this thing too. David Cameron have been issued arrest warrants for their role in sex crimes and sex rings against children and an international pedophile. Now, why haven't we heard things about that? Like I said, we scandalized Bill Cosby, but do we ever wonder why we never heard anything about that? So to answer your question, what I think during this show is it's expected. It's expected for us to victimize ourselves. It's expected for us to, you know, tear each other apart while we really don't even know what's really going on. What you think about it? That's what I want to ask.
Man, what I think about that is like words can't even describe how sickening it is. I mean, like, you have kids, man, innocent children who are being victimized to some adults who had this pervert tendencies, you know what I'm saying, to an innocent child. I mean, what can an innocent child do? You know what I'm saying? And when you look at a child, you see the innocence in their eyes and their face. You know what I mean? They have no logic about anything but what you have taught them. And now you put a scarred child. And then when I looked at the night circle, and seeing kids that was victimized, because they did have a person on that was talking about it. And just seeing how that person was affected, you know what I mean? And like, dang, how would you would have been if you would have been victimized like that? And these are high power people, like people who are above whatever, and they have control, you know what I'm saying, with the public. And they give the public another, you know what I'm saying, another, they're giving the people another outlook of them, like, here's somebody you are trusting and votes or whatever like that. Because they got people like the president, the governor, all these type of people.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, you have no idea how deep this thing go. I said, you have no idea
how deep the rabbit hole go.
How deep this rabbit hole go.
Yeah. And so, like, when I was just looking at you, like, go check out this right here. Check out this. And I said, man, like, and it's like hours and that. It was an hour and a half, something like that. I was looking at this story. I'm like, man, I had to take a break for that. You know what I'm saying? And go back through it. I'm like, man, people don't really understand what's really going on. Like, synthetic stuff, man, they don't really know how deep this stuff goes. Like, the hierarchy of satanicism, if that's a word. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, like, it really opens your eyes up. You know what I'm saying? For David Ballard to be saying, like, you know, Satan doesn't exist. Oh, yes, he does. He is the God of the earth. And he is the God of the world. You know what I'm saying? And people, like, they, because I was 31 year. I was young. And, you know, back then, you know what I'm saying? I was, like, really out there. So this lady preacher, she was saying, Eddie, you need to come on up and get saved, or you're going to go to hell and this and that. And I'm like, you know, you really don't know what hell is. Hell is right here on earth. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Hell is, you know, whatever your situation that you're going through in your life, whether it's physical, mental, not just that, you know what I'm saying, but overall with your hell. You know what I'm saying? God don't allow, I mean, God don't have this type of stuff goes on within his realm. You know what I'm saying? And it's only a matter of time for things to be cleaned up and straightened out. You know what I'm saying? But as a people, you know what I'm saying, you got to look into these things. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, I mean, it's all like, right. Yeah, you know, that's all I got to say on that, man. But, you know, I'm glad you allowed me to come on your show, man, to see my thoughts or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Keep doing your thing, man. Shout out to you know, your comrades over there, man, you know what I mean? So, yeah, man, keep doing your thing, man.
We appreciate you, man.
Already.
My brother E. He said, man, this thing, I got to take a break from it. I'm going to keep the calls rolling because I still got information. Caller, you are on the line.
Oh, man, how's it going, my brother?
Yo.
My bad. I'm sorry I missed last week. I want to say I hope everybody having a good evening. As far as with the topics, it's pretty deep, pretty heavy. I like the spirituality behind it because it is a lot that people don't care to see when it comes to the physical and spiritual realm. They don't understand that, you know, what we're really up against. It's really spiritual. It's a spiritual battle, you know, like the Bible says, we battle against the spirits and the principalities, not against flesh and blood. So why even the things like bills to the stresses that we have, that's not even what really should be bothering us. The simple fact that we have people out here dying and starving when, you know, we have an abundance of everything. And Bob Marley said the best, you know, the food will go thirsty in abundance of water. Something to that manner, you know, pretty much saying that this is our earth. You know, we have people that's controlling our property, our way of living, our existence, when it doesn't even have to be that way. You know, forces that we can't control. We think that, you know, waking up every day, going to work is living. When it's not. You know, you have innocent people out here getting killed for no reason. What you gonna say, brother?
And I think that's exactly what it is, you know, because we are only shown a certain aspect of life. We're only shown things either through the TV or through just our neighborhood, so we only think the world is only as real as what's going on around us. But as you get into a very uncomfortable topic like the one I have going on, where we talk about, you know, the spirituality and sense, this kind of tells you the dark side of spirituality. It at its worst. So, you know, we really understand, like, who's running things.
Yeah. I mean, because when you really break it down, I mean, even understanding that, and that's when it goes into music and to the movie industry and how these same people that they pray over the music, that way it casts a spell on people, but people aren't saying that, you know, how it all ties into mind control, stuff like that. It's like all of it is one big circling entity within itself, and with understanding that, you'll see that this earth itself it was given to, you know, it's Babylon. It was given to the evil entity, the devil, if that's what you want to call him. So everything that's man-made of this world is bad. It's destined to fall. Why? Because it has no real substance behind it. It has no logic. It has no longevity behind it. Everything is temporary.
I mean, that's, you know, like my boy Eddie B asked me, you know, Eddie Belafonte, he said, how did that make me feel? You know, I think you were one of the ones I called too, and I said, man, you have to check this out. You know, because when we think, when we bring up names like Bohemian Grove, or like I said, okay, now ask your question. Before you begin to wake up, when you heard the name Illuminati, what came to your mind?
Nothing. Honestly, nothing, because I mean, I listen to all kinds of music. I listen to, you know, to me, music always spoke to me, but I always had an understanding that, you know, it was a difference between music for my spirit and music that fed my flesh. So I always knew the difference, you know, but when it came to the actual breaking down of what the Illuminati, I didn't know anything about it.
Yeah, and that's why I said, you know, a lot of times when we talk about it, people are dismissing it. They only think of the entertainment portion. But as I broke it down in my analogy, I like to say that it is a octopus with thousands of chemicals. So if we don't know how to identify each and every one of those chemicals, Council on Foreign Relations, Bohemian Grove, such and such, we don't know what we're dealing with.
Okay, you even break it down to, you can even take it as far as to get into religion, because look at the Vatican.
I'm glad you said that one.
I mean, let's be honest about it, because you hear about it all the time, but people really don't speak on it because they feel like it, because it's dealing with religion, you really don't have a say-so in it. But you're talking about people's soul. This is people, what people actually believe in. People dedicate their lives to things like this, and you have pedophiles out here, you know, misusing their power, misusing their authority over a lustful spirit that they have, over a perverted spirit that they have. That when you really break it down, you know, you about being awakened to consciousness, about being aware of your going, pretty much going back to your to the root of your source, where you pretty much start to think, okay, where do things kind of go wrong in my life? And what area was missing that I need to change about myself? And when you really think about it, in every aspect of your life, one thing that's missing in everybody's life is love. Unconditional love.
Okay. All right, my guy. I appreciate that.
And I appreciate you, my brother. And I appreciate you being back. I know it feels good to be back.
Feels good, man. The people miss me.
Definitely. And I pray y'all have a blessed night.
All right, my guy.
All right.
Shout out to the homie Jay, man. You know, he said, you know, and we always talk about that. You know, and that's my, you know, that's my spiritual brother. And we always talk about that part. And like I said, we talk about the beautiful part, but we don't talk about that low part. We don't talk about the hard side of this. So if you are just joining us, and I hope you're not, but if you're just joining us, tell somebody to call area code 646-787-1787. What you say, national spokesman? 646-787-1787. What's really going on? What you talking about? What's really going on? What you say? What's really going on? I can find peace in the midst of this. You know, and we are talking about, if you are just joining us, we are talking about billions of things. But the deepest thing we are talking about is what's going on within the world. But if we break it down, as I've been talking about it for the last 45 minutes, hour, the child pedophilia, and my boy Jay, he brought up the Vatican. And I also spoke about Queen Elizabeth having a role in abducting kids. And if you're joining me, just joining me, I spoke on Queen Elizabeth along with Prince Philip as they showed up at the Kamloops, Kamloops Residential School. And this is told by a brother named William Combs, Combes. If you don't have a pen and pencil, I suggest you say, hold on, and go get one. Because these are, like I said, we can't fight the battle. We don't know what we're fighting. But as he said, when they showed up at the Kamloops residential school, they took all the children down Riverside for a picnic. And they chose 10 kids, 7 boys, three girls. They never returned. So you fast forward, I'm going to catch you up. If you just joined me or you want to call somebody, I'm going to catch you up. You fast forward to an article that's from March 7, 2014. And that article reads, Queen Elizabeth, UK Prime Minister David Cameron, C-A-M-E-R-O-N, have been issued arrest warrant and were charged with sex crimes against children as a part of an international pedophile ring. We're also talking about a guy named Jimmy Salvi. J-I-M-M-Y-S-A-V-I-L-E. So I'm going to finish catching you up. But also, before I get back to your calls, and I got to do this because my boy mentioned the Vatican. Like I said, I told you I was going to have a lot of information for you on this show. Now, this is something. This is a February 17th. 2013, updated on April 19th, 2013, but it's a February 17th, 2013. So as we understand, we have a new, they have a new pope now, because he's not my pope, I'm not included in this brother's fiasco, but we're talking about the little drawed up, you know, this weird looking pope. This was Pope Benedict. Now, check this out, and I'm going to get right back to you. This is a Huffington Post article. Check out what it reads. Pope immunity. Vatican will protect Benedict from sexual abuse prosecution. Okay. Pope Benedict's decision to live in the Vatican after he resigns will provide him with security and privacy. It will also offer legal protection from any attempt to persecute him in connection with sexual abuse cases around the world, church sources and legal experts say. His continued presence in the Vatican means he's still in the Vatican. His continued presence in the Vatican is necessary. Otherwise, he might be defenseless. He wouldn't have his immunity, his prerogatives, his security. If he is anywhere else, said one Vatican official, speaking on the condition of anonymity, it's absolutely necessary that he stays in the Vatican. Adding Benedict should have a dignified existence in his remaining years. Now I'm going to scroll down a little bit more. It said, now check this out. Vatican police already know the Pope and his habits and will be able to guarantee his privacy and security. Now, what do you need privacy and security for? And not to have entrust in foreign police, which would be necessary if he is moved to another country. Now, this is too long to read, but basically, the Pope has been granted immunity, and this is far back. You know, George Bush had a lot to do with this. Check that out. But they are granting immunity for pedophiles at that nature. So also, you might want to pull up stuff about the current pope. I mean, this ninth circle, this thing is deep. Also, I wait after more calls. But because if I keep rolling, I won't get to you. Oh, where can I go? Carla, you are on the line.
Hey, good evening.
Hello there.
How you doing?
I'm good. What about you?
I'm hanging in here. I'm listening
okay.
to
what
all
you
the
think
information.
About, what you think about what I got going on?
And even for me, I consider my... good evening, everybody. I don't want to be rude. Hello, everybody out there. I'm an avid researcher, you know, too, just as well, constantly reading and taking in information. But this stuff that you're talking about, like you said, it's an uncomfortable topic. And even just listening to these things without even, you know, looking into them myself, it makes me feel uncomfortable just thinking about the things that are going on, that they are going on. And, you know, I know it's probably difficult to some degree for you to get up here and report these things because you know that people, you know, I don't care how conscious people are. They really don't want to hear about, you know, pedophilia and the things that are going on, you know, at the Vatican and, you know, the ninth circle of hell and, you know, and these cults and stuff. However, it's still important that we do know these things and do this research. But as far as how I feel about it, I mean, it sounds like it's something off of a scary movie, except it is reality of the things that are going on, you know, in the world. And it's like, what can be said about it? I mean, they're sick. You know, these are sick, demented people that are in high-ranking positions. They have a lot of money. They're running a lot of our, you know, organizations. And, you know, these are the people that are in place. These are the people that are running the world. It just further lets us know that it's a evil, evil, evil system, world system that we are under. And it's important that we know about it. I mean, we can't close a blind eye to it. We can't, you know, we can pretend like it's not there and that it does not affect us. But if there's any child, and I don't care what race that child might be, if it's a white child, whatever, any child that's being affected in a negative way or being molested or traumatized, we should feel pain. We should feel something, some type of discomfort, knowing that, because that, you know, that child, we're all supposed to be connected, you know, in some sort of a way, especially if we call ourselves spiritual beings. If we're spiritual beings, we should feel pain for these children. I don't know exactly what, well, no, I'm not going to say I don't know what we can do, because we are doing something right now, and what you're doing right now is putting a face, putting the information out there, and you're making it become real. The thing is, when we don't know that these things are happening, they don't exist. But now that we know that they are, that they're happening, now it exists to us, and it's a responsibility for us to continue to pass on this information, because they, you know, these people that are in control and they have money, their stuff gets swept underneath the carpet. But like you said, people like Bill Cosby, of course, because he's a black man, his stuff has got the spotlight is on it. But Queen Elizabeth and, you know, all of these demons that are doing these terrible things in the world, their stuff gets swept underneath the carpet and nobody ever knows about it. That's how it continues. So, you know, it takes people like you, it takes people like me, it takes people like everybody on the line to expose these things, and it's uncomfortable. People will say, you know, hey, I wouldn't get away from Terry because that's a little crazy, or I can't deal with Sharon because she's telling me some stuff that makes me feel uncomfortable. But we still have to do it. We have to share, you know, this information. Okay. But I mean, I'm disturbed. I'm disturbed by it. You know, I have done research in the past about Bohemian Grove when I first, you know, quote unquote, woke up. You know, that was one of the first things that, you know, I came in contact with, knowing that, you know, and that was shocking to me, knowing that the presidents and, you know, people and high-ranking officials, you know, go to this place and they're doing homosexual acts, you know, and it's pictures. It's pictures. You know, people can't, they're like, oh, that's just a conspiracy theory. How can you deny pictures? I mean, this stuff is photographed, and you can see what they're doing, and they're doing some real nasty, trifling stuff, and then they come and get up in front of a podium and, you know, feed us with a bunch of lies. I mean, it's just, this is just an informative show to further wake us up, to further, you know, let us know that we have to become aware about these things. So I just want to ask you, you know, I'm bringing it back to you. Taking all of this information in, does it affect you, like, sleeping at night? You know, because this is a lot. This is a lot of information.
I mean, you know, as far as, like, with my sleep, that's the thing, you know, that I want to make the people aware of, that I am bothered in my sleep. You know, when I wake up out of my sleep in the middle of the night, my brain is like a hamster wheel, as you always refer, and it continues to run. So when I wake up just to get a drink of water, information hits me, information that I must tell people. And like you said, it's like a baton. We must pass it on. We can't avoid situations like this. We can't avoid topics like this. So when it comes back to me, it's like you have a responsibility once you come across this article to let the people know.
Yeah, absolutely right. And that's true. It's just like you become, instead of just a spectator taking all the information in, you feel responsible. Like, wow, I know this stuff. Now I'm responsible to, you know, to pass the information on. You know, I personally, I wish that I had, you know, more time to research these things prior to the show so I could have, you know, given my feedback about what I felt about things like the Ninth Circle. I mean, I know it's demented and it's demonic, but I appreciate you, you know, just for your boldness and for caring enough about people to share this information, because I know it's not easy. You know, I know it's not easy, and, you know, so I definitely want to just say I appreciate you for taking the time out to share this information with us, as heavy as it is, because it is, but still, you know, we need to know. We need to know, and then maybe the more that we know, you know, at some point in time, we'll be able to come together and overthrow these organizations and these, you know, demonic entities, these demonic forces that are, you know, controlling our world. So, you know, maybe one day, you know, we'll be able to do that. But I know it starts with me. You know, I can't wait. It's like I have to play my own part. I have to do my part as well. And it's hard when it's like, okay, I'm just, you know, a young woman. What exactly can I do? You know, and we have to say, what can we do? But the first thing that we can do is at least, you know, pass the message on to people to enlighten other, you know, other individuals. So, and then we kind of move from there. But it's big and it's terrible. So, yeah. But yeah, thank you. Thank you for allowing me to speak tonight. And, you know, everybody just, you know, take it in, continue to do your research. You know, I'm all about Africa. I'm all about our people. You know, I'm all about that. But we do have to expand our thinking and our research to other things, you know, beyond slavery, beyond, mm-hmm. you know, because it's a lot going on. It's not just, you know, we, like I said last week, we get caught in the knowledge wormholes, and we don't want to look into other things, but we have to know a little bit about everything, you know. So that's all. Just stay flexible, stay fluid with the knowledge, stay open, and that's it. That's all I have to say. Have a great evening.
Okay, you too.
Thank you.
That's the Dream of Pisces. You're going to hear a lot from her. She is a brilliant mind and a great speaker. And she's going to come more and more. And the show is her platform to do whatever she wants and say whatever she wants. And that goes for NFIP, the platform. And the thing that she touched on is we can't become stagnant with ancient Africa. That's our heritage. You know, that's who we are. We can't become stagnant with just religious knowledge. Anything, you have to know levels, because knowledge is eternal. There is no limit. There is no. That's when you think you discover how deep these devils are. It goes deeper. So I definitely want you, if you got to come back and, like, show me love, please. Show me love, because what we don't understand is everybody that was around this Boys Town case, and definitely Larry Lawrence King, and we glad a brother like that got what he deserved, but everybody that was around that case was seen about it. And we know what we mean. So I want people to think, you know, I'm just a small-time voice, but the level of stuff that you speak on is taboo. So when you speak on these taboo topics, these devils don't want you talking about that. So the least we can do is share the knowledge. The least we can do is look into it. No matter, like she said, I'm sure everybody on this line is uncomfortable. We probably have some people to hang up. But if we think, see, that's the selfishness, because we're saying, oh, this makes us uncomfortable. Yes, this makes me uncomfortable. But can we imagine how uncomfortable those children were? Can we imagine how uncomfortable they were going through every bit of being pimped by the president? And they get up here and I got stuff coming up for you in the future about Barack Obama. And brother been playing gay peekaboo, but that's his business. But what you talking about, national spokesman? But definitely, this rabbit hole is deep. It is not allegations. You know, do your research. You are the judge of your own morality and consciousness. But we must expand that consciousness. We can't just stay there and say, oh, well, I don't want to know about this because it knows about you. Whether you believe it or not, it's real. Whether you want to believe it or not, it's real. So we got to wake these minds up. That's why we have these brilliant minds. And that's why the enemy struggles with things like fluoride to scramble it. A lot of stuff we're going to talk about. You want knowledge? This is the place. Help me. Send me ideas. But I'm going to keep going because I can keep going. Paula, you are on the line.
Hello.
How you doing, bro?
Well, how you doing this evening?
Hey, what's going on, my guy?
Oh, good. I just want to send a shout-out to you, Brother Ontario, and also to Brother Dante, man. Thank y'all, man, for always dropping knowledge. I just want to tell you, I'm just impressed with the show this evening. I'm just sitting back and like SpongeBob, just soaking up everything that you're saying this evening, man. I ain't really got much to say. Just being y'all
okay,
me, man. That's all I got to say, man. Hey, y'all, black power and all power to all people at all times, you hear me?
All power to all people. Appreciate the love, bro.
Thank you for having me. All right.
That's what it is. My brother said he's sitting back like a sponge, just soaking it up. And I got a lot of stuff. But Bohemian Grove is one of the ones we need to know about. Okay? We need to know about HAARP, H-A-A-R-P. We already know about chemtrails. Ted Gunderson did a wonderful expose on chemtrails. So we need to just keep padding and padding and padding. We need to understand what's going on everywhere. What's going on in our house? Going on down the street? What's going on in Bangladesh? What's going on because it's crime? What? And as a lot of people ask me, how did I feel with this knowledge? What I learned, and I'm gonna get back to it because I still see my people. How I feel and what I learned is, as my boy always drops, and he says, drop the stereotype. And he's right. He is absolutely right. Drop these stereotypes.
Drop that, all white people are devils. They are uncivilized people.
All of these people, they have uncivilized, there are such things as uncivilized spirits. How I felt taking in this knowledge is the government is corrupt everywhere, not just the United States, everywhere. There are cover-ups everywhere. They are in cahoots and unity everywhere, but we can't. They are telling us y'all can't fight together.
Oh, because they are white. All white people are devil. All black people are steel. All black people don't read.
Let's break these stereotypes. We do read. How we find this out if we don't read? Tell me that. Open our minds. Well, I'm going to get to you. And I appreciate the love. I appreciate people just staying on listening. Carla, you are on the line.
Hey, what's up, Ontario?
Yo, what's going on, man?
All right, man. Hey to all the callers. Man, you know I got two things to say. Reparations and church reform. We need to have a show about reparations, Ontario.
Let's do it.
We really do. We need to get that going. But, man, you're right. It's a wicked world out here, man. It's so much stuff going on that people don't want to open their eyes to. It's amazing. And I'm glad for the internet because now the knowledge is readily accessible. So that made it a lot easier But we still haven't reached that threshold where people just go ahead and reach out and find out about this stuff and grapple with it in a real way. You know, don't just gloss over it. Really think about it and dwell into it and see how it affects our everyday life. But this stuff been going on forever, man. It don't make no sense. But, you know, the way I figure it, I look at like the whole thing is about balance. And like you said, that's right. It, you know, you got the good stuff and the bad stuff. And to answer one of your questions, will it ever stop? It'll never stop. But it's way out of balance, though. It can get so much better. And you know, you'll always have some pedophiles and stuff like that. But people like the Pope and stuff getting away with that, that don't make no sense. And like you said, they'll demonize a little man like Bill Cosby, and then Pope get exposed, knowingly exposed, no problem, but they exonerate him and give him extra protection. You know,
extra protection.
So that's why, yeah, extra protection. And you know the man is a pedophile. But white folks been like that for a long time. Now, I'm going to tell you one thing I heard you say. You said, stop blaming the white folks and realize our own implications and all that. And I'm going to tell you, I would never stop blaming the white folks. I'll never stop talking about how they did us. But
okay,
you got to be able to do both at the same time. You got to be able to push forward. You cannot get stuck blaming that man and thinking that one day he going to turn. Now, he might turn. I hope he do. That's why I talk about reparations. But that's, even for me, that's not like him saving us. That's like him finally doing right. We saved ourselves. We did the work. We put the work in. So, you know, that's but just as sure as there's day, there's night, there's good, there's bad. You know, when we put names to stuff like Satan and God and stuff like that, sometimes people read into the name and, well, it ain't no Satan, ain't no God. But, you know, the thing, what you're saying is there's a creator, there's demonic spirits, there's good and there's bad, and can't nobody deny that. You can't, no matter what name you want to put to it. So us as the good people, we got to get out here and fight and spread the knowledge. Because if we don't do nothing, this world will naturally go down, just like gravity. Things don't just float up miraculously. It's got to have some jet power or some kind of propulsion to take you up. Now, going down, you ain't got to do nothing. So that's the way the Creator, he built it that way. See? So people like you doing something, that's what keeps this thing going. Because if not, it'll collapse in a minute. But Ontario, we need to have a show about reparations. We need to have a talk show about church reform, because I'm going to tell you, those two things, it to put together, will be revolutionary. Give me a minute. I'm going to read this to y'all. This is what I wrote to the churches right in my little area. It ain't going to take me long. I wrote to them.
Take your time.
I said, I can't. Yeah, all right. I come to you with peace, respect, and love. And I am usually a blunt, honest person with good intentions, so I find it important to inform you of that up front. I am not a religious individual, and I do have some problematic issues with religion, the Christian religion in particular, mostly because it is the religion that mainly drives our people, black people in America. And I have the utmost respect for that. So I said to them, that being said, here are my thoughts. The new and present-day church must transition into a resource and information center for its surrounding community. The church must open its doors 24/7. Yes, I said 24 hours a day, 7 days a week as a resource and information center. We should be able to have regular, everyday community members to man the facility during these times and render resources and information to those in need. The church must increase its efforts to teach and inform our black people about life skills and social economic issues that affect them every single second of the day and the night. The church must take a lead role in opening its doors as a comprehensive learning center for our kids and young teens. We must be more involved in the formal education and discipline of our black children. The church must increase its efforts to incentivize the community residents to become involved in this reconditioning and rebuilding of black people. And I mean by giving them tangible goods, by example, money, food, and direct help with life necessities. When the church is ready to go down this road, you will see a grassroots transformation of our black people to our proper place in this American system, a prosperous place. I fear that if the church does not go down this road, we will continue to see our black people slip away into despair, violence, and self-destruction, which, by the way, are all direct results of poverty and the after effects of the bad conditioning that was given to us during our many, many days of slaves in America. I thank you for taking the time out to listen to me, and I welcome further discussion on this issue. I wrote this to these churches, and I have spoken to about two pastors, and just like y'all said, this is a tough issue. It's very tough. But I promise you, I've given this a lot of thought. Like y'all, I started off researching a lot of stuff, but you know what the research did to me? It made me frustrated, and it made me dig for answers. Because, see, I'm a mechanic. All my life I've been fixing things, and this is the same thing. When I see a problem, I want an answer. I don't really like to keep regurgitating all the problems over and over again. I quickly want to get down to the answer. These are the answers. An influx of money, because all the stuff that we've been talking about that we know we need to do, we cannot really do without an influx of money. Now, I know black people have a lot of money, and we command especially a lot of the commercial money by the way that we spend money. But when people say black people got enough money to change things, but we really don't. The reason why is because the white people or the powers that be that are fighting against us have more money. Now, if they wasn't fighting against us, yeah, we got enough money to change our situation. But when we start spending our money and they throw their money back at us, it's a losing situation for us. So we need reparations, and we need church reform. And those two things put together with the knowledge of the people that come from this particular show in itself. And there's a lot of shows like this one. None is great, in my opinion. None is great as this one, but there's a lot of shows like this one with a lot of intelligent people. But one of the things we're going to have to do is separate from some of the unbelievable stuff that the Christian religion teaches us so that we can get back to a reality-based solution to some of this stuff that we're dealing with. And that's pretty much all I got to say, brother. I appreciate the platform, love and respect to all your listeners. And let's have that show about reparations and the church reform, because I know religion is one of them touchy situations. But like I was saying last week, when I was reading over the Willie Lynch theory, he stated that unless a phenomenon were to occur, that his method would continue to work and perpetuate itself for years. This, to me, I may be wrong, but this thing about the religion is that phenomenon. That's what it is. When our eyes become open, you know, the preachers and the pastors, if they do this, if money is their concern, or if more constituents, more people in their parish is their concern, when they do this, they'll have more people than they ever have in there. And the people that they have, they'll have more money to spend with them and spend on building the church. So in a way, I'm on the church's side. I just want church reform. I don't want to do away with the church. I want church reform. But if the church goes so far as to really not want to do this, then it's going to seem like a battle. They're going to think I'm against it. And I don't mind that either. So, Ontario, once again, I'm going to give you other callers the time to speak their peace, brother. I love you. Keep doing what you're doing. Let me know when y'all collecting some money. I got you. because I'm all about the money.
Much love, back, Pete.
All right, now. See.
Shout out to my boy. He thought that he said reparations, and he's true. That's right. He can't go nowhere without no money. But that is exactly right. With this, you know, church reform, you start your grassroots movement. You get to really educate the people on stuff like this, on being careful how you, where you allow your kids. You know, on having the right people to, I don't know if you could say monitor children's homes, because you can't really decipher and look at a pedophile. But we have to educate ourselves on this more. But I got more callers in. I'm going to get to them. Caller,
yo,
you are on the line.
Hey, Terrio, my man. What's going
yo,
on, brother? Got the rock from CT. Yeah, yeah. I've been listening there. I missed the first 20 minutes of the phone call. But
okay.
I heard a gist of what's going on. And the dude that just spoke previously, dude, he's on point, man. I respect the dude. I agree with him 100%. You know, not to get off topic, I want to speak about pedophilia and child abuse as well. But he hit the nail on the head right there. I can't deny that. Can't refute anything he just said. Dude, he wrote that very well. Spoke eloquently, very articulate, got down to the point, and he don't play around. So I agree. Like, you can't keep repeating the same things. Okay, this is the problem. This is the problem. He said we need to find solutions and how to combat this. So, you know, in regards to religion, I think that has us in a very docile and submissive mentality, so to speak. I posted something the other night. Somebody, I've been told this a few times from you know, a lot of religious people. They'll tell me, like, for example, they'll say, don't get involved in this thing. Don't go protest. Don't do this. Don't do that. Just pray about it and let God handle it. Let Jesus handle it, right? And to me, that shows me that that's okay. This is a state of being submissive. Like, as a cop out saying, I'm example. I don't need to do nothing. Just let things go, with whatever way it is, and whatever bad happens to people, they say, oh, it's God's will, right? And again, I'm not trying to diss anybody, but I'm being realistic.
No, but that
based on my experience. Yeah. Now, you know, we can't be saying, well, this hurts my feelings. I don't want to agree with that. That's a cop out too, you know. So I definitely agree with what he's saying, and reparations as well. Definitely on point. Now, in regards to pedophilia and what have you, I checked that documentary out the other night, The Ninth Circle. And that was, this stuff was deep. You know, child abuse and pedophilia is, again, like anybody can prey on a child. Don't matter if you're in government, if you're a politician, don't matter what color or gender you are. So let's not, you know, again, let's not stereotype and say it's just men or it's just such and such. So let's put that to the side and be realistic. Like, anybody, children can fall prey to victimization from anybody. So, again, being that we're in such a technological age, we can't let – I see a lot of kids on Facebook. They got access to social media. They got smartphones. They're vulnerable to many different elements that maybe you and our generation wasn't accustomed to. They had internet back then, so things were a little slightly different. Now you kids post they got their pictures and all this stuff posted all up, plastered all over social media for pedophiles to see, right? You got, like, online child pornography sites that exploit children. So we need to be able to – we got to combat that as well and start doing, like, some type of, you know, online combat, so to speak, because there's things exist on there as well. So, you know, child abuse is definitely something that got to be addressed. child molestation, things like that. Can't go ignore it either. No doubt. You agree?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that was letting you get your point. And your aspect and what I like that you bring to the show, you kind of cut out that, you know, this type, that type. You know, you kind of cut out that kind of shenanigans, yeah. So to speak.
I worked with kids for 10 years. I've seen the whole spectrum. I've seen poor parenting from, I've seen white trash, quote unquote. You know what I mean? Not to get into the labels, but you got to gut it, and it don't discriminate. It doesn't discriminate. Don't care what color, race, gender, your age, what have you. It's about the ills of society, and it doesn't come in one shape or form.
So, brings it to that point when you say it's about the ills of society. Now, I agree. You know, anybody can be a pedophile. Anybody. But where I like to take the people and say, that's not, you know, that's why I believe that we should start politically educational courses. Because who would think some of these top-tier people and some of the people that dictate a lot about the law, these are the ones with the most issues. So we can't get caught up into, oh, that's our president. He does no wrong. Of course they're not going to display this stuff to you on TV or during the inauguration or however. So that's why I like the age of technology in where we're able to dig in and say, how can you, like I say, demonize and tear a part of Bill Cosby off of allegations? But when you dig into this information and say, hey, look at what, you know, as they call the Pope, his holiness is doing. You know,
yeah.
So that's why I like to dig in and say, we can't get so caught up and say, hey, you know, this is because they are men. But the disturbing thing that I found out about this whole ninth circle bid was that they said if you want to become Pope, there is no way around it. You must participate in a child sacrifice. So the package that I want the tie up and present is, we cannot drop our spirituality and think that we have arrived, because at the helm of this beast, at the top of this beast, is the most nasty, vicious demon ever want to see. Like you said, it doesn't discriminate. It takes out children. It takes out women. It takes out men. It takes out the disabled. It takes out the blind. It doesn't care. So we have to really get our spirituality up and really get our level of consciousness up.
Serious, and stop, you know, focusing on these false images and, you know, the Pope and all this stuff like that. They, you know, to me, he's a cool celebrity. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
the Pope is a cool celebrity as far as I'm concerned. You know, anybody could buy a costume, anybody could buy a pointy hat and put it on, but, you know, we got to get out of these belief systems and get back to spirituality. I don't need to read a book to know right from wrong.
Exactly.
You know? And there's some valid things in the Bible and in Scripture that you know, there's a lot that don't make sense. But at the end of the day, you know, what's his name? Eddie Griffin, he had a little sketch on a comedy skit that he did. He was talking about religion. He was like, I don't need to read a book to know right from wrong. You born knowing innately in your heart that it's wrong to kill your mother.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? You don't prey on children. There's certain things you don't do because you have a moral compass. You can't read that in a book. You can read the books all day till you're blue in the face. But it's about your moral compass, and that's something that only you can discern. Everybody, you're supposed to know right from wrong. You know, you know it's wrong to prey on a child or to do certain things that you would consider immoral. And it's in your spirit. It's in your soul. It's not in a book. That's how I see it.
Definitely, brother. We're about out of time, and I always appreciate you, Dan. I appreciate the dialogue that we have.
Absolutely.
And like I said, man, we must get our spiritual levels up. We must get every level up, but I emphasize we must get our spiritual level up. We must protect our kids. We must protect ourselves.
It's take a village to raise a child. I don't have children of my own. You know what I mean? But I work with kids, and you're supposed, it's a group effort. Everybody's supposed to play their part.
Absolutely. I appreciate that, my guy.
My love, everybody on the line, you too, Ontario. Peace.
Peace, my brother. Oh, now that is great. I really enjoyed this show. And the funny thing is, still didn't get through all the information that I had. But that is a opening. And we have to have this. Like, shout out to Ms. Raven Pisces. I don't know where she said. And once again, I got to throw her in there. If you like any custom-made jewelry, what the guy say in Coming to America? That boy good. You know, that girl good. You know. Please hit her up at DreamyPisces80 on Instagram and tell her I sent you, and hopefully I can get some free stuff. But I appreciate every single person that stays on and listens, everybody that clicks in and say, I want to say something. You know, I have to be, you know, like my boy T said, you know, there's none greater than this show, and that is a compliment to me. For the work that I put in, you know, for people to ask me, you know, how you feel, what do you go through, you know, because it's a spiritual battle, you know, just as much as, you know, my great side wants me to put it out, the evil forces don't want me to put it out. But that's why I said, drop me some love, say, hey, you know, there's this dope show, you know, they talk about any and everything, and anything that you want to bring to the table, this is your platform. This is the people's platform. It's not just about me. I speak the truth with Ontario Riggins, but without you guys, without listening ears, who am I speaking to? So I appreciate each and every one. It's love back. Shout out to my boy E. Shout out to Kazumba. Shout out to my boy Jay. Shout out to Kev. Shout out to everybody that hits me up and plays a part of this. Until the next show. I'm out. I gotta take it out. My boy Ed is playing long, man. Peace.